Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
There is no doubt that English is the most widely spoken language in the world, so by learning it, it will unlock a huge range of opportunities, no matter what your goals are, and some of them may be quite surprising.
So in today's podcast, we'll be discussing four amazing ways that English will change your life. Keep listening if you're looking for some motivation for your learning.
And of course, don't forget that there will be a special bonus lesson for you on our Instagram, @reallife.english, where we post lessons for you every single day. So check that out as soon as you finish listening to this podcast.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
engaging
way to learn English. So download the podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, jumping up and down on a great big trampoline, or even
running on the treadmill.
I'm joined here in the virtual Barcelona studio, as always, by the lovely Andrea. How's it going, Andrea?
It's going well, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm getting a bit hungry because, as always, we talked about food before we hit the record button, so I guess we'll have to finish this up and then go and grab some lunch.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm super hungry too as well. I always love our food conversations.
Me too. So you mentioned running on a treadmill, something you might have to do, I guess, if you're eating too much. But what is a treadmill for those that don't know?
Yeah, that's a good question. So a treadmill is basically the running machine that you would find in the gym. Maybe you have one in your home. Some people do. So it just kind of has that belt that keeps moving. So you can either walk on it, you can make it incline, which means you can raise the level. So it's like you're walking up a hill and you can run on it.
Yeah. I remember, at least here in Barcelona, all of those kind of things, the elliptical machines, which are the ones that are a little bit like stair climbers, or the treadmills, were all sold out from like the sports stores and Amazon, because just everyone was needing to create a gym inside their house since they couldn't go to the regular gym.
Yeah, actually, I remember in quarantine, we actually ordered a treadmill. And then when it was going to be delivered, they called us to say that they would only deliver it to the front door. They wouldn't bring it up our building. And we live on the sixth floor. And we were like, how is that possible? How are we supposed to get this treadmill up the stairs? And so we sent it back. And thank God we did, because I didn't really want to have it in the house. And I'm so glad we don't, because it would have taken up so much space.
We have a stationary bike and it's a big old eyesore, you know, in the living room. So kind of looking forward to eventually getting rid of that, being that my apartment is small enough as it is.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's nice for a while. If you use it, it's really beneficial. But I don't know, I don't mind working at home, but now that we can go to the gym more and be outside more, I prefer it.
That makes perfect sense. So before we get into today's main topic, we have a shout out to a very special listener and app user out there.
So today's shout out is from Chun Lee, and they say, learning English is something you can't get in an instant, but after a week of using this app, it's improved my listening comprehension a lot. Like, I can now watch TV series and movies without reading the subtitles. However, my speaking skills are still not quite yet good enough, but I know I will learn because this app provides so much vocabulary and phrases that I can use in my daily conversations. If I could give 100 stars to rate this app, I would. Providing free benefits is something I'll forever be grateful for.
That is an amazing review. And thank you so much for potentially leaving us 100 stars. The maximum you can only leave is 5, but we appreciate it anyway, the sentiment. And so if you also want to greatly improve your listening so you can understand your favorite TV series, movies, and podcasts, even without the subtitles, then you can download our app for free. Just search for Real Life English in the Apple app or Google Play Store. And While you're there, you can also, at the press of a button, anytime, anywhere, connect with other learners from around the world, practice your speaking, and discover other cultures. So it's really an all-in-one solution for improving your listening and your speaking for free. And if you enjoy it, like Chun Li has, then you can leave us a 5-star review and we might just shout you out here on the podcast. So that said, before we get into today's main topic, all about how English will change your life, we have a burning question from one of our listeners.
Yes, so thank you for sending in a burning question. This one is from Nika from Ukraine. So let's listen to it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nika from Ukraine, and this is my burning question. First of all, thanks to your amazing app, I've overcome my fear of speaking and boosted my confidence as an English speaker. However, I've recently noticed that I've kind of stuck with the same words and expressions. During conversation, the new vocabulary which I've learned from series, news, and other sources just don't come into my mind. After that, I always think that I could have used this expression or this idiom or this word, and to be honest with you, it's really frustrating. I would be very grateful if you could give me some advice on how to solve this problem. Also, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for all your hard work. You guys really rock.
That is a great one. So thanks so much, Anika, for sending in your question. And it's a really great question because so many language learners struggle with this when learning a new language. You tend to hit that plateau where you feel like you're not really growing anymore. You're always using the same words. And I think this commonly happens to people that when they're speaking, the things that they've learned don't really come into their mind. So we have several different tips that can help you to overcome this. So you can start using more diverse vocabulary when you speak English. One thing that if you're not doing already that's absolutely essential is using some sort of SRS, and this stands for spaced repetition system. There are two apps that we recommend a lot to our students that we use in our courses and that we've used in our own language learning, and those are Anki and the other one is Memrise. So you might want to check those both out and give them a try and see which one you like more. And actually recently we had a guest on Beyond Borders. You can look for this episode. It should be one of the recent ones with Gabe, who has a company called Fluent Forever. So he's learned 8 languages, something like this. And he has an approach that's very based in neurology. It's based in brain science. So it works with how your brain naturally learns things. And one of the things that he said that's really important is that you don't just memorize lists of vocabulary, but that you're actually adding emotion to the words and the phrases that you're learning whenever possible. And what this means is that if you think about it in your native language, so say like any basic word like water bottle. Now, when you think of like a water bottle, so like the word that is in your native language, you probably have all these different stories and stuff in your head that are associated with water bottle, like maybe some interesting water bottle that your mom gave you as a present, or maybe you remember the first time that you drank alcohol and you had tequila out of a water bottle, or whatever is the case. You have all these emotional memories that are associated with that word. But when you hear the word water bottle in the language you're learning, so say for you, Nika, it's English, you probably don't really have anything that you're attaching to that other than the letters or maybe the sounds of that word. And so it's not going to come to you when you're speaking, maybe. So ways that you can do this is by, you know, adding images whenever possible, maybe even like writing stories with that word and just trying to think of different ways that you can add like emotions to it.
Wow. Yeah. Those are all fantastic tips and they make a lot of sense. The only thing I would add is, you know, the most important thing, like you've said as well, is practicing using those words. So to help you as well, you can practice on your own. You can write some scripts using the new vocabulary that you've learned. That way it's going to stick in your mind more. And if you do that often as well, like with spaced repetition, then it's going to come to you in those moments where you want to use them as well. You just have to kind of make it a habit to start using them and practice using them, and that will really help you.
Exactly. If you're practicing before you actually are getting into the conversations, then it's much more likely that then when you have to perform, when you actually get in those conversations, that it'll come to you. I used to have a student, for example, who would do this when he was driving to work, because he had, I don't know, 30 or 45 minutes to drive to work every day, which is very common for many of us. And being that he was just alone in his car, he could kind of he might talk about, for example, something that he saw in the news that morning, or talk about some hobby of his, like he was really into running. So as if he were speaking to someone about running and trying to use the new vocabulary that he'd been learning. So you can even do things like that, just taking advantage as much as possible of your convenient moments to get in that practice.
I also just want to mention how amazing Nika spoke English. I think, you know, you sound very fluent, and I loved how you really used a lot of polite language, which really hit the nail on the head with how English is spoken as well.
Yeah. Don't beat yourself up. You have excellent English, and just keep going, and you're going to be able to achieve your goals.
And don't forget that you can send in your burning question by emailing me, Andrea@reallifeglobal.com. So please do send those through, and maybe next week you'll be hearing your burning question and we'll be answering it.
Oh, yeah. So without any further ado, we can jump into today's main topic, all about how English can change your life. Hey there, Real Lifer. Have you downloaded the Real Life English app yet? On the app, Andrea and I will guide you beyond the classroom to live, learn, and even speak English in the real world. So how do we do this? To start with, you can listen to the Real Life English podcast and Beyond Borders talk show, even this very episode, with digital transcripts so that you can follow along and develop your listening fluency. Plus, check dozens of definitions of all the most difficult vocabulary, idioms, phrasal verbs, slang, and so much more that you won't find anywhere else or in any other podcast. And how would you like to develop real-life speaking confidence at the touch of a button by speaking with other learners while making friends across cultures? Sounds like a dream, right? Well, now with the Real Life app, it will be a dream come true. Download the app to listen to our podcast with transcripts and definitions whenever and wherever you want, and speak with people from all around the world. What are you waiting for? Join our global community today by clicking the link in the description of this podcast or by going to www.reallifeglobal.com/app. That's APP. Or simply search for the Real Life English app in the Google Play or Apple App Store today, and let us guide you beyond the classroom to live and learn and speak English in the real world. Ah, yeah. So, Andrew, we have four different ways, right, that English can change people's lives. So what's the first one?
So the first one is that English is a tool for success. And it's amazing because, as we mentioned earlier, English is the most widely spoken language in the world. So it can open so many doors for you. There's so many opportunities, whether it's getting a promotion at work or getting a better job, passing a test, moving to another country. There's just so many opportunities that will be open to you just from speaking this language.
Yeah. And that really couldn't be any more true nowadays. I mean, things have just accelerated so much since the pandemic. More and more companies are looking to hire people remotely. It's becoming more of a common thing. And so they're not just looking in the city where they have their headquarters, but they are looking, you know, abroad. So this means that there's more opportunities than ever for you, no matter where you're living, to be able to get a job online. But in most cases, to be able to do that, you're going to have to be able to speak, to communicate really well in English.
Yeah, it's so true. And that's the thing. Like, even if you don't aspire to move abroad or anything like that, you'll still have lots of opportunities, even in your home country now, with everything being so digitalized. You can communicate with people from other countries, like with our app, you know, just to meet people and learn about different cultures. And it's just so important now more than ever.
Yeah. And you could even start your own business or, you know, become a freelancer or something like that. When you know English, it kind of opens your work up to the world. So, for example, you could say you're a designer. There's lots of different opportunities to design for different companies, different individuals. There's lots of websites that can help you to do this. But again, if you don't speak English, then that might give you some communication barriers with your clients. You could also, maybe you just love English so much that you want to become a teacher. So you could teach private classes or maybe do something like interpretation or translation. And a lot of times you need certifications for this, but even you can just become like a tutor on italki, for example, which doesn't require to actually have any certification. You can get paid like a little bit just to help other people to also improve their speaking. So Andrea, you started to mention the next one about like you could go on our app, for example, and make friends from around the world, right? Maybe you're a little bit bored just with the limits of your city or whatever the case is. So how can people do that?
Yeah, so the next way that it will change your life is that you can meet people and make friends, because English allows you to connect with people from all over the world, because as it's the widely spoken language, it's a global language, you can connect with people online, as I mentioned, with our app. You can do it in different groups, like on Facebook or other social media. And you could even connect with people in your city probably as well, depending on where you live. I'm sure you would find a global community there. I'm a member of various Facebook groups as well. And, you know, the common language with everyone is English, but within those groups, there's people from all over the world. So it's such an amazing way to meet people and make friends.
Yeah. And part of that too is just like being able to have access to new information or we kind of talked about opportunities for success, but there's just also could be opportunities to, for example, take a cooking course because you're really into cooking like Andrea and I are. And, you know, maybe you're meeting other people who are also taking this cooking course from all different countries and using English as kind of the common language there to talk about your interest or your passion. So that can be really interesting. And depending where you live, maybe you can do that in person in your city or even online. There's all sorts of different websites for that nowadays that you can find just by Googling it. Veronica Mark, who we had also on Beyond Borders, she talked a lot about how she's from Moscow in Russia and how for her, like learning English, going to speaking clubs there in her city, which there are various like through her university, but also you can find these oftentimes that people are just organizing on Meetup or on a similar website. So this can be a really great way not only to practice your speaking, but to meet people who are also passionate about the language and maybe meet people from around the world. I know she told me that she met her boyfriend, who's American, at one of these speaking clubs. So you never know what kind of opportunities could come your way.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I just want to comment. I think there's a pronunciation difference there because of the way you pronounce the city that Veronica's from. What did you say?
So I'd say Moscow.
Yeah, and I would say Moscow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you say it like a full O or something like that, right? Oh, right?
Yeah, because like that O-W in English, we could say, well, probably for you as well, we would say ow or O. And in British English, we pronounce it as O, Moscow.
Moscow. Okay, that's interesting. Something I didn't know yet.
Yep, so like we've spoken about, there's so many apps you can use. There's so many different social media tools, websites, so you can find online communities. And one also that we have is our Fluency Circle, which is a global community of learners. And all of these people basically joined our course because when you join any of our courses, you become part of the Fluency Circle. And I think we spoke about this maybe last week as well, because there's so many great benefits to being part of a Fluency Circle because it's like you're never alone in your learning. Right?
Totally. And you get to participate in all sorts of different activities, different challenges and stuff that can kind of really keep your English learning alive, which is really important that you have that constant motivation. You have other people who are going through the same thing that can kind of hold you accountable and keep pushing you forward. And maybe you could even create your own sort of community or movement that's related to some passion you have or, you know, some change that you want to make. There's like the very famous quote that from Gandhi, you know, that says, be the change that you want to see in the world. And English can totally help you to do this. Another guest I had on Beyond Borders, Natasha Brudy, was talking about, you know, using English to start a movement. And there's so many different places you can do this. And a movement doesn't have to be like thousands or millions of people. It can just be, you know, you and two people or three people or 20 people. So it's easier than ever to start something like this on websites like Facebook. There's Clubhouse has gotten really popular. On Twitter by like, you know, tweeting about things that you're interested in and it's starting to get a following there, or on YouTube by creating videos, which is also another great way to practice your English. So even if you just get a few followers, it's kind of like a way to connect with other people around the things that interest you that, and to
affect change effectively.
Yeah, and that's the key. It's not even necessarily about creating or finding an online community of English language learners. It could be related to your hobbies and interests, because that's something I found here as well. I found an amazing group through my dance class, and I've made so many friends through that group. And the thing that brought us together was dance. The language of the class is English. And so there's people, I've met people from so many different places as well that live here in Barcelona.
Yeah, I think that rarely is the best practice opportunities actually with English in mind. Like often it's just around other things, and English is just the tool that you're using for communication. Just a quick interruption to ask you a question. Do you ever feel frustrated when you are listening to a podcast, watching a TV series, or you are in a conversation in English and you do not understand what is said? Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our real-life native immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use your English in the real world. Just imagine understanding your favorite TV series without subtitles, or confidently speaking with someone and comprehending everything they say. You can do it, and we're here to help. And the best part is, you can try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. That's P-O-D. Or simply click the link in the description of this episode. We already hinted at the next one. And that is that English can help you to discover new cultures. So our app is a great place to do this, but there's ways you can do this even without necessarily speaking with others, right? So for example, Chun Li from the shout out today mentioned being able to watch TV series and movies without the subtitles now. And of course you can get in touch really with any English speaking culture by watching TV series, movies, especially it's so easy nowadays if you have Netflix or Disney Plus or HBO Max, Amazon Prime Video, any of these things.
So many.
Right. I definitely know my list of series is much longer than I have the time for, but you don't have to rely on the dubbed versions of shows that you see on TV anymore.
Yeah, because so much of the media that we consume comes from the US and the UK. And that way, it's just nice. Like, it's just so different watching it in the original language rather than the dubbed version, I find. So it's important to get to that stage where you can at least watch the original version with subtitles in your own language and then maybe switch to English. You know, there's a whole progression you can go through with that. Because I recently watched Squid Game as well. I think you did as well. I'm not sure if you finished it yet, Ethan.
I'm almost finished. I'm like halfway through the last episode, so no spoilers.
So yeah, I won't spoil anything for you, but I watched that in the original version in Korean with English subtitles. I know other people chose to watch it dubbed in English, but it's so different. You lose a lot of like the feeling, the meaning and everything. Mm-hmm. And also I just loved listening to the language.
Yeah. It makes it so much more authentic, especially because it's taking place in Korea. It like loses something if the people are all speaking English, right? Or speaking a different language. So, and oftentimes the voices can be kind of weird. They don't really fit with the character. Sometimes the dubs can be really good, but I think that's one of the really cool things nowadays is that there's all these series that you have access to from other countries that you never would have thought to have watched before. I know some other ones. I mean, obviously we both live in Barcelona, so Money Heist is an incredible one. And another one I watched recently is called Lupin, which is, did you watch that one?
No, I haven't seen
that. It's a French
one.
Oh, that's a really good one. So yeah, if you liked Squid Game, you might like that one. Mm-hmm. It's less without all the gore. But even if you're wanting to discover these shows from other countries, you could watch them in English potentially with the dubbed if that's something you prefer, because it's potentially maybe there's a dub in English or there's subtitles in English, but maybe not in your native language. So you could potentially use them for English learning.
Yeah, and so you're going to learn so much about cultures just from media as well, but then you can also connect to people really from those countries online, as we said. And that way, you know, English is your common language, but you can ask them firsthand about what it's like to live in their country, what places they would recommend you visit if you went there. You can find out so many, just so many amazing things. Like even me, just when using the app, I've connected with people from every corner of the globe. Not that it's square, but you know, it's just an expression. And yeah, it's so nice just to hear in a short conversation a little bit about where they're from.
Yeah, especially because, you know, I have pretty good geography, but I still connect with people sometimes from countries that I know literally nothing about. Mm-hmm. I maybe couldn't even like pinpoint exactly where it is on the map. So I think that that's just so interesting to meet people who maybe in real life you would never have the opportunity to come across anyone or to know much about that culture. Most likely the only way that you'll be able to connect with that is through English. So I think that leads perfectly to the last benefit, and that is that you get your global passport, right? Mm-hmm. It can help you to become a citizen of the world.
Exactly. So this is amazing because I think unless you learn about other cultures, you know, you don't necessarily have to travel. It's just connecting with people from other places. You break down so many barriers, like cultural Right. differences, stereotypes you may have, racism and any prejudice. Like I remember growing up, even though London was such a multicultural place, sometimes like people could be fairly narrow-minded because they hadn't experienced other cultures and things like that. Then when you're in it and you're experiencing it, it opens up your eyes and, you know, you realize that you can connect with people from other places. They're not so different than maybe you first imagined, and that you have things in common as well.
Yeah. The more you connect with people from other places, the more you discover how similar we are as human beings. I mean, in the end, we all have really the same wants and needs. You know, we want to provide a good life for our loved ones. We want to do things that fulfill us, being that through work, be that through travel, be that through hobbies or giving back to your community. And I think when you start to meet different people and ask them about their lives and stuff, you tend to start to see maybe this person comes from a certain country and you have an idea in your mind of what people in that country are like because of what you've seen on the media, on the news, based on what people in your country say about those people. But when you start talking to people, maybe there's a little bit of truth within that, but I think you'll see that in general, it's like each person from that country is an individual and most of those things are not actually truthful. So it's really important to actually firsthand discover these places and see what people are like. I know coming from the States, for example, you could have a very negative view of Russia, but I mean, the whole thing with that is very much based on the political relations between the United States and Russia and not actually what Russian people are like. So it's really important that we not confuse what the media says and what the government is doing or is like, or whatever is said about it in your home country, with the actual truth of, you know, who are those people as human beings. And I think you only really get that by talking to people from whatever the country is.
It's true. Even historical events, you know, things that have happened not that long ago, we've had world wars, and there's been more world wars as well since the world ones, but or since the ones that impacted the whole world. But even then, like stereotypes that kind of developed from there, you have to evolve from that. Like so much has happened since. And really, when you look at it, everyone from every country that's ever been involved in a war goes through the same things. They go through the same pain and heartbreak, and they're human, like you mentioned before. So, you know, rather than seeing someone as an enemy or having this closed view of them, you just need to open your mind and open your eyes and just get to know people, and you realize how similar you are.
And you can start having, you know, a group of friends who come from all different countries and stuff. And this just really starts to give you a completely different view of the world than if all of your friends just come from the same city as you. So it's kind of like, you know, through having a common language, we start to realize that that which makes us similar is much more important than that which makes us different. Those things really become quite petty. They become quite small when are put in the real perspective of all of us being human beings, all of us needing to share this Mother Earth and needing to solve big problems together as well that all of us are facing.
Definitely.
If you take no other takeaway from this podcast, we hope that you will see that English really can be your passport to the world, that you will start to find ways, like with our app, but also many of the other resources that we've mentioned in this podcast, ways to connect with people from other countries to actually use your English for what it's for. It's a communication tool. So start using it to communicate and discover the world.
And also, just before we finish, don't forget to head on over to our Instagram at reallife.english for a special bonus lesson there related to this topic.
So thanks so much for joining us on the Real Life English podcast. And we look forward to seeing you next week. 1, 2, 3. Oh yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our real-life native immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.